The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I've told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. So let's, for a change this morning, maybe look at the first reading for a moment or two, a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. You probably realize and know that St. Luke, who wrote the Gospel of Luke, he also wrote the Acts of the Apostles. And so some people regard, or some scripture scholars regard, the Acts of the Apostles as volume 2 of the Gospel of Luke. And again, it's interesting, and just like Jesus, he was often rejected. He was rejected by the Jews and driven out of their synagogues, and we know Paul was punished because he was welcoming Gentiles. And then we have a very interesting part in the Acts of the Apostles this morning, where he goes off to the river, we're told, to find some quiet time for prayer. And there he meets a group of women. Women are people who can be trusted and often have a much better attitude to life than we men, unfortunately, have. And this group of women, nobody knows why they were there, what they were doing. Maybe it was, you know, a Monday women's group. They met normally on a Monday, whatever day of the week it was. Or maybe it was a group of women belonged to some kind of a women's club. But anyhow, the important thing that Paul began talking to them. Now that's good. Tell you why that's good, and that's good for me to hear. Paul wasn't scared of women. Now very, very often Paul gets a bad press. He's often referred to as a misogynist. That's the last thing you could accuse Paul of. And then we're told among that group of women was a woman, she's the only one of whose name we heard, Lydia. And Lydia was an enterprising woman, a bit of an entrepreneur, and she was a saleswoman or a seller of purple linen, and probably had her own business going, which would mean she was a woman of strength and character. And she began listening to Paul, and we're also told in her own way she worshipped God. And she was impressed by what Paul said, and eventually she invited him to baptize her, and he did. And then she said, I gave him an invitation. She offered him hospitality and said, "Come and stay at my home." And she did, and he did. and she prevailed on us, and so Paul went. You know something? I say without any shadow of doubt that every priest needs good women in his life, and maybe one good woman in particular whom he can trust and confide and share things that you cannot always share with a man. And there's nothing wrong with that. Well, if you think there's something wrong with that, go back and look at Jesus. Where did Jesus go when he was fed up, when he was down, when he was depressed, when the going was difficult? He went where? He went to Mary. To Mary and Martha, stayed in their home. And we know that there was a great love between Mary and Jesus. But very often today, if a priest has a woman friend in his life, a faithful woman friend, and he's often condemned for it, or people begin casting remarks or aspersions and placing doubt on that. So you got to look at the mind of those people. What kind of things are going through their mind? There's nothing wrong with that. And I go so far as to say that any priest who is scared of women, he has a problem. People sometimes forget that a priest is a man who happens to be a priest, not a priest who happens to be a man. There's a difference.